Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'll be there for you when the rain starts to pour. I'll be there for you like I've been there before.
I'll be there for you guys. I know we've had a tough week, but welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. And you guys, that was a cover of the Friends theme song. It was uploaded on YouTube by a group called Trilogy with two L's, and you could find it. It was published by someone named Asia L, and it's three young men singing that wonderful theme song. And of course, that was a tribute to Jennifer Aniston, who announced her separation from Justin Theroux since we last spoke. And you guys, that news shook me to my core. It just seems like there's been a lot going on in the news, in the pop culture world, and the real world. But you know what? That's not what this show is about. This show is about forgetting for your worries for an hour or whatever I happen to record for. But just know that my heart is on Team Aniston. It always has been, always will be. Jen, if you're listening, which you're not, I love you dearly. And I wish you the best. And frankly, I wish everyone the best in this time of darkness. So before I get into the show, I want to get some paperwork out of the way. First of all, I want to say thank you to my sponsor, Samsung Technology. You guys, they've been great. I also want to say that next week I'm going to be on Amy Phillips' Sirius XM radio show, Reality Checked. It's on Radio Andy on Sirius XM. And I'm going to be on next Wednesday, the 27th. So everyone tune into that. Finally, since we're here, follow me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Instagram and Twitter. And on Facebook, please follow my Facebook page or like my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. So it's www.facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. Okay, that's... Oh, and rate and review this on iTunes if you get a chance. Okay, that's all the business I'm doing this week. Now we can get into the good, juicy stuff. So this week on the show, I have Ariana from Vanderpump Rules. I'm so excited for her to come over, and we're going to chat about all the things that are happening. Before we get to that, though, we need to talk about the Real Housewives of New York, who were on their cast trip to Colombia recently. And they survived the boat trip from hell. And I cannot wait to see it. If you haven't read Page Six or the Daily Mail or any other outlets that have been reporting this, and you don't want any spoilers, please skip ahead to Ariana's interview or just, you know, tune me out like many of you probably do anyway. But anyway, they were on a boat trip. And apparently there weren't enough life jackets, allegedly, for the cast. And allegedly the cast got very upset and they stopped filming. They refused to film. Allegedly the cast bandied together and they were very upset about all this that happened. And this was reported on. But so I got a call last week from someone. I get all this information, whether I want it or not. People contact me with stuff and I love it. But somebody contacted me and told me all the stuff that was going on in this cast trip to Colombia. And now all this information is coming out. I was hoping to have like the exclusive on my podcast, but now everything's out in the open. And you've probably read that they were stuck out at sea, that there was, you know, a lot of turbulence and that there weren't enough life jackets for everyone and that the cast got very upset with production. So that stuff's all out there now. And there's also been reported about this parasite that the cast allegedly contracted, I don't know what the word is. And from what I heard, Sonia has to wear a diaper at some points. So this cast trip is going to be amazing. And so everything's been reported on, and there's more that I heard that I don't want to spoil because I think it'll be fun, but we do all know about this boat ride that just went crazy. And some people online were saying that they bet it was staged, but from what I heard, allegedly, the cast was very upset about this whole thing. So it was not staged as far as the cast was concerned. They were very upset with production. They stopped filming. And they were worried, allegedly, when they got back, because Ramona was having a skincare launch on Wednesday, and they were worried that they might not have it settled by then. But I had heard that they've settled it, and so they will be filming her event, but apparently the cast was very pissed, allegedly. And allegedly, Sonia wears a diaper because of a parasite, which I cannot wait. So, you know, this upcoming season, we're going to have arrest from Luann. I also heard that she's there. She's in, she went to Columbia with the girls. I don't know why some people are saying that Luann wasn't there, because she was there. There's even a photo circulating of Luann in a wig at a dinner table, which I cannot wait for. Also, there's a photo of them at the airport, and they all look so beaten down. Ramona's in a wheelchair, and I heard it's because of this parasite that literally, and this boat trip, it just completely took the wind out of all of them. But I heard that this thing that happened really brought these girls together, so I'm excited to see them rally together against against Bravo and the forces of nature that were happening on that boat ride. I cannot wait. And we can talk more about this next week. I also want to tell you guys about how Jennifer Garner sent me Girl Scout cookies. We'll talk all about that. And Miss Juicy, I have some juicy scoop about Miss Juicy. I cannot wait. But you know what? Let's just get to my interview with Ariana, because she is here and she's lovely, and I can't wait to chat with her. So without further ado, this is a weird transition, right? Is this a weird transition? You know, I'm doing my best.
Okay, guys, I'm here with Ariana from Vanderpump Rules. Ariana, right? Ariana?
Either one of those, as long as it's not Adriana, that I'm down.
There was a Starbucks worker that used to call me, he would write my name Danae on the cup. He would spell it like D'NAE.
That is a kind of like a stretch.
Totally. I always said if I became a drag queen, that would be my drag queen spelling, Danae.
Yeah.
But then I heard that Starbucks just does that on purpose. Like, they want you to like Instagram it and stuff.
Oh, I feel like now, yes.
Isn't
like
that crazy?
Back in the day, I always just would get frustrated because I've gotten so many bizarre Starbucks spellings. But now I guess with the posting in the social media, I guess it makes sense now that they would just do it on purpose to get the
photo.
Anything
for the likes.
Yeah, do it for the gram.
So we met a few weeks back at the Improv?
Yeah. For the Crappies.
For the Watch What Crap. And so those guys are so funny.
Yeah, I love them.
And I was so excited to see you there because I had just been part of that whole pasta coat game.
Oh my God, yes.
And then you were sweet enough
to blame you.
Yes. You were sweet enough to do that video. And so just to clear the record, pasta is not the code word for cocaine.
No, it is not.
Yes. No. I posted a video of us. So if you check it on maybe Twitter or something, it's up. But so are there any code words? There's no.
Oh, for sure there's code words, okay. But that's not it.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll find out
it's
later.
It's code words for lots of things, but that's not. Yeah. Pasta is not a code for anything.
I was thinking after the night I met you, I think the first thing I said to you was like, I love Kristen. And then the next day I was like, oh my God, what an asshole. Like, cause I watched the show, but I didn't put together. I'm like, oh, that's her boyfriend's ex, which I mean, you guys probably hear that all the time.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
Yeah. Are you and Kristen, you guys are good now?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do love Kristen, but I love you more.
Oh,
especially
my God.
Now that you're on the show, and I've asked Kristen to come on, and she said no.
Oh my God. Well,
her PR.
I'm going to come over. I'm going to go on record on the podcast saying, Kristen, come on the podcast.
Kristen, please.
Yes.
Hashtag Kristen is iconic. Okay, so I'm going to ask a lot of different questions. If you don't like anything, tell me to shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Or don't answer. Whatever you want to do. Okay. Like, we are good. I told Billie Lee, like, just shut me up. Shut me down. We're happy to keep it moving. I try to keep it positive and light. But
yeah. I like that.
I might ask a
things
few shady
things.
Things
can get dark a little bit on Vanderpump Rules sometimes. So.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that. So here we go. What a transition. I want to talk about that. This season you've really opened up about a lot of your struggles with like your past in terms of like your relationship. Was it before Tom?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you've opened up a lot about that. What was that like? Were you holding that back in previous seasons, or was it just the right time to kind of tell that story?
It's something that my close friends all know about. Something that we've talked about or that they were there for, like while it was happening. So it's definitely not something that I was just like, oh, I'm never, it's always been kind of there. And like those struggles have always been there.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, usually cameras aren't in my closet with me while I'm what Tom calls recording an album, because I have like full blown like breakdowns when I'm getting ready to go places because I can't think of what to wear because this will show my legs. And like, it's a whole process.
Yeah.
And I think I just kind of got to a point where, you know, Tom and I were going through these issues, and this wasn't the first time that we had gone through like a dry spell thing.
Yeah.
And I think I just knew that people didn't know what the backstory behind any of it. People thought, you know, of course people were like, oh, well, she's just not into him, or she's this, she's that. So I was like, well, instead of having there be all this speculation, I'm just going to like come right out and say what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I find so interesting is like, you are so, I'm going to sound like I'm kissing your ass, but you're so beautiful. And so I think it's, it's interesting, refreshing, weird to see someone on camera saying they don't feel good about their body when you seemingly from an outside perspective have a great body. You have a great, you know, you're sexy and everything. And so it's like great to see everyone struggles with body issues. I mean, in different
levels. Yeah, in different ways. I think we all have struggles with different things in different ways. And I think too, like, obviously they're not going to, we don't talk about the show on the show. And if we do, it's going to get cut out.
Yeah.
But like, even in that therapy session, like I went into like a deep dive with her about social media and being on television and how like that just kind of compounds a lot of stuff.
I wish they would show that. That would be so interesting to see that.
Yeah. I think it's just like, it's a fourth wall thing. And I think that, you know, they just don't really ever want to do that if they can help it.
So talk about that for a second, because I've noticed, you know, I started this podcast recently and I'm on social media and stuff, and I've noticed just a tiniest little bit of people being so mean, mm-hmm. like saying the meanest things both to me, at me, about me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not even just about me, but also other people like that I've had on the show or something. When I see something about this show or whatever, people say the meanest things. And it, for me, has been discouraging to just see the way people act. The thing I noticed most was Facebook groups.
Oh my gosh. I have to say, the Vanderpump Rules Facebook page is one of the most vile places on the internet.
It's horrible. I mean, I've seen things posted in these various Facebook groups, and a lot of people are super nice and funny and kind, but
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't, I didn't know there was like, so there's groups.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's like groups, people have groups. So there's different groups for different like podcasts. I don't have one. I have like a regular page just for me, but like people will tag me, I think, cause I talk about the show and stuff a lot.
Okay.
So people will tag me and say when there's news or something about, and then I'll see the threads and it's the meanest things about these Bravo people or about, I've seen things about me, and it's like so nasty that I'm like, it makes me feel bad. Even when they're talking about other people, I couldn't imagine what you guys go through.
It's crazy. It's honestly like one of those things where, you know, especially I feel like we kind of all like bleed out for the show.
Yeah.
And then it gets to a point where you're like, you don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
You don't want to, at least for me, sometimes I go through moments where I have to like remind myself of all the good things. And it's hard too, because there are so many wonderful, sweet, kind, you know, people out there who you connect with, who are fans of the show. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be like, for some reason, that one asshole like really sticks in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you have to really, like, I've tried, it's taken me, I'm not there yet, obviously, like, but it's a lot of regular training your brain not to think about those people and to concentrate on the positive.
I find that people mistake mean for funny too often.
Yeah, I think I think because there's like that snark culture, and
Bravo specifically, like that's kind of the brand, is like a fun meme.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, and like there are people out there who can snark and who are still kind of, they're not mean spirited or they're not malicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's hilarious. I really enjoy that. I love like lightly poking fun at things. It's like, I think that's a great way for everybody to laugh at themselves and whatever. I think the Watch What Happens guys are so good at that.
Yeah.
But then there are people out there who they want to be a part of that snark culture and they don't know how to do it without being just like really mean.
Yeah. It's awful. And I couldn't even imagine what it'd be like to be on like your guys' scale where everyone just has an opinion about looks and
it's crazy.
So, okay. That was, we got deep for a second.
Yeah.
How are you doing now? Like we saw on the show that you guys filmed that like 7 months ago, right?
Yeah. Is 7 months ago.
Yeah. So where are you at now in terms of like mental health? And
I have good days and bad days.
Yeah.
But I've put a lot of work into my brain and I think that I'm definitely like getting better. There'll be days where I'm literally like, hell yeah, I'm going to wear these shorts, or hell yeah, Tom, let's fuck, you know? And then there's some days where I'm just not, you know, but I think that like I said before, it's like training your brain a little bit. And it's kind of like you really have to every day make the choices to get rid of those thoughts. And it takes work, but I think I'm getting there.
Do you think, I don't know, I suffer from anxiety and depression I have in the past. Is it something like that, or is this like a total separate issue?
This is, I think, a separate, I actually have anxiety and depression. I feel like what I try to tell people who don't have it, it's like a tennis match. Because anxiety is about what's going to happen, and depression is about something that did happen. And I feel like I go like back and forth between the two. So I think that is like a separate issue. And then this other stuff is like,
yeah, you know, makes sense.
Yeah.
What advice would you, not regarding anxiety and depression, but in terms of like body image and that stuff, what advice would you give other girls who are going through something like that? Or boys. We love the gays.
My suggestion is to find online, there's like online groups or communities where people I feel like connect. Like there's one on a page on Instagram called Raw Beauty Talks. And I feel like that one has really, I follow it. And so I see their stuff and I feel like it's daily reminders. It's also daily reminders of like, there's other people out there that have the same things going on. There's also Identity of She, I think. And then there's one called Any.Body. And that's another. So I basically have just tried to like self-help Instagram myself a little bit.
Sure, we all do. That's what it's for. We're talking about this and I'm wearing like a posture thing right now.
Oh, nice. I was actually wondering. I saw you go like this and I was wondering what that
was. It's like a male bra. It's like a posture. But you know what? I'm loosening it because we're talking about this and I'm feeling good.
Good, yes.
But I have bad posture. I'm like, I need a...
I have a thing for when I ride my horse. It's like a training thing and it's called a shoulders back.
Yeah, that's what
it
is.
And it's literally like it straps. Yeah, it's like that. It straps around you and makes you like walk like this.
I do not ride horses, but I just wear it. We're working it out. How long have you ridden horses?
Since I was 6. But I took like 10 years off.
I'm jumping around everywhere. Do you watch Beverly Hills Housewives?
Mm-mm.
Because I had Teddy on the show, and people asked me, they were like, you should have asked Teddy if she ever rode horses with Ariana.
No, I've never met or seen her, but I know that she's a really good rider. I guess she used to be a professional, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's great. She's a little boring on the show.
Well, but she which means she's probably sweet. A great person.
Yeah, exactly. That's the impression. I know, I got the impression she's like so wonderful and fun and great, and that this isn't her, you know, she's just maybe not cut out for this, but lovely. And also, I thought, she's getting on to promote her shit and then get out.
Yeah.
I felt like she's maybe a one and done. Have you met any of the Beverly Hills girls at these like crossover episodes or?
Yeah, there was one time we had to work a party. I think it was season 2 and I had to work a party at Kyle's house.
Okay.
And so I've met her and her husband.
Was he hot in person?
Mauricio?
Kim calls him Maurice, but some other people call him Mauricio, so it's unclear.
Yeah, he's really good looking. And they were both super nice and like super chill. And I mean, there was a party in their house and there's all these servers. We were the servers. And so
I thought
they were surprisingly nice.
That was the episode where Sheena and Brandy had like a moment.
Yes,
and Sheena's
the tooth
fell out or something.
It was the tooth, the gray tooth episode.
Sheena... I'm switching gears to Sheena right now because she brought me so much joy in this week's episode. Because you know that I love her It's All Happening tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get one on my forearm. I love it. And she gave us that moment where she pointed it out. And she was living her best life. Like,
yeah.
She was so happy in this week's episode with Rob.
Yes,
what's Rob
she
like?
Was. Well, I haven't...
Are they still together?
No, they broke up. They broke up sometime in the fall. So they have not been together for quite some time, but they are still friends. I don't know. I really, there was a period of time where I really liked Rob. Like I thought he was funny and fun to be around and so friendly and so welcoming. And we've been the Big Bear with them before. We went in the winter and went snowboarding with him and his family. And they were all just amazing and great. But then it's like, you know, with Sheena, I just feel like, I don't know.
she was doing a lot with him.
She was doing a lot. She could have done less. And I think that, you know, she was just so happy to be happy.
Yeah.
That, you know, I knew she would get over the gushing phase. So I just kind of was like, I'll just wait this out. You know, just knowing that that's the nature of relationships. They settle
down. Yeah, in the beginning of a relationship, you get excited. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of him, like, this, like, friends with benefits, like, thing for her. Because I feel like she deserves...
Wait, are they friends with benefits now?
There's, like, this weird... Like, if you go on Instagram, and like, there's, like, this thing where, you know, they're friends, but they're thinking they're going to get back together one day. And I'm like... Don't do that to her.
Yeah, stop or go.
Yeah, exactly. Should her get off the pot.
Didn't Carl from Summer House say that he hooked up with Sheena on Watch What Happens Live?
He did. He said that last night.
Did they? They must have.
I don't know. I don't think they, like, had sex. I think they, like, made out drunkenly or something.
Do you know those Summer House people? Have you met them?
I've met Steven.
Yeah. Oh, he was on the show. He's great.
Yeah, I met him when me and Brittany were in New York for Watch What Happens Live. He came out after... When we were all drinking at the bar.
Does everyone want to drink?
Oh, and I met Kyle.
Kyle. Oh, Kyle's cute.
Yeah, because he was the bartender once when me and Tom were on Watch What Happens. But I only met him, like, briefly.
He's cute. He's got great hair.
He's funny.
We were talking about all the, a little more serious mental health stuff. How does Tom react to all of this? Was he during that time, and how has he been since?
I think that it's kind of an adjustment period for him, because the thing is that Tom has, of course, been through ups and downs in his life and things like that, but he's definitely not the kind of person, like, he doesn't have anxiety or depression. Mm-hmm. He might feel anxiety or might feel depressed in moments, mm-hmm. but so it's kind of hard to explain that in the body, the stuff. It's hard to explain those types of things, and I think that but he's, like, so willing to learn, and he's really supportive. Aww. And I think that that's kind of, like, that's all I can really ask for, I guess.
Straight guys can be so simple. Like, I have two straight brothers, and newscast, I'm gay. Or news alert. But my brothers, they can be very simple. And I don't mean that as an insult. It's just, like, life, they don't. I don't know. Everything's a little easier. And with, like, depression, it's like, you know when you're depressed. Mm-hmm. I always say that to people. It's like when people say, oh, I'm depressed a little bit, or I've been depressed before. And it's like, there's a big difference between sadness and depression. And if you've ever been depressed, it's like, you know.
It's a daily, you kind of have to, like, slough it off every day. Yeah. Like, it's not,
I'm sad today.
Yeah.
Like, I cry in the shower every day, but there's a difference between that and full-blown depression. Yes. Like, it's a big change. But, you know, and once you go through it, I think you always have to work on it.
Yeah.
Like, you always worry about, I don't know, for me, I always worry, like, I don't want to get back in that
place. Yeah, like, it's coming back. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, for sure.
I was just talking about this with my friend. We were saying, recently I've been feeling, like, kind of on the edge. I'm like, I got to do all my exercises. I got to journal. I got to whatever. I'm like, I can't get back there.
Yeah. That's totally
now I'm just doing a therapy with myself. is that therapist that was on the show, are they going to be on the show more?
I don't know. Not this season though. She won't be on again this season. I kind of just, you know, the therapy on camera thing was something that I was really weird about. It's actually something that I talked about with production for, like, 3 seasons. Mm-hmm. And they are always like, would you be willing to do that on camera? And I was like, no. I don't think it would be real. I don't think I would be able to feel, I don't think I'd be able to be open. And then it just got to a point in the scene. I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to do this on camera because who knows?
What I love about your show is you guys are all super open with everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, more than any other show on Bravo, you guys run through stories so much, but it's all really, it's all really happening.
Yeah.
And it seems like so much is happening.
There's so much happening that, like, there are things that you, like me or someone else, you go through and it's like a month of your life or more that you're going through this thing. But because there's so much going on with everybody all the time, that it will only live in, like, half an episode of the show.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you guys have so much going on. And then there's, like, the only storyline, and I said this to you before, the only storyline that feels false to me is Stassi's with the, you know, her party planning. And it's like, it just doesn't feel real. You can just tell me to shut up if you don't want to comment on that. But it just doesn't feel real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think we can all smell it, because on your show, everything is so real, so we can smell it.
I think that's the thing, is like, there are certain things that because everything is so real all the time, that when something isn't authentic or doesn't feel authentic, it really kind of like will stand out to you.
Has there been any storylines that you thought were going to be huge on the show that either weren't on or that were kind of brushed over?
Things that I thought, I'd have to think about that for a sec, because I feel like there's so much that happens all the time. Oh, I know it. What? So speaking of Kristen, so I think it was last season, World Dog Day. So like me and Kristen and Carter, like everything was like cool, had been cool and fine for like a little while.
Yeah.
But like not to the level that Carter's, it is.
Kristen's boyfriend.
Yeah. So after World Dog Day, Jax at World Dog Day last year said, "Hey, everyone's going over to Kristen, Carter and Kristen's. If you guys, everyone's going, everyone's invited." And me and Tom were like, "Oh, really? Well," and then we had just found in our apartment, like we did like a full blown, like rip everything out, reorganize, get rid of shit type thing. And there was like a box that was like her family photos from
Kristen's family.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Like pictures, like little kid, like shit that like you can't get back because it's only a hard copy. And so I was like, well, Tom was like, we might as well just go home and grab that.
Bring it over.
And then bring it over there. But they didn't know, we weren't actually invited. So when we knocked on the door, they thought it was the pizza. And so like, Carter opened the door and he was like, "Oh, hey guys." And we were like, "Oh, are we not invited?" And then Kristen was like kind of internally like freaking out. And we were like, "Hey, we have your pictures. Here you go." And she was like, "Oh, I don't even need those. I don't even want those." Because I don't even think she was thinking. And then I guess there was like this moment out on her patio with Katie where she was like, "I'm freaking out. They're in my house. This is kind of weird." And then we thought we were invited the whole time.
Yeah.
And then everything was cool. Everything was fine. We had a good time. We ate some pizza. We drank a little bit. And that was it. And then since then, things have always been cool and whatever. And I always thought it was weird that they didn't show that at all.
Yeah.
And then I also thought it was weird that they wouldn't want to, because I always thought that like that whole thing was a big part of what was going on. So I thought it was interesting that they didn't dive into that.
Right when you sat down, I asked, "What's your relationship with Kristen?" Because I feel like we haven't exactly seen the arc of it. Like it seems like we saw, the beginning of your relationship and that the turmoil you guys had early on.
Right.
But then now we see you guys, even that moment when you were yelling at Tom, Kristen's like by your side.
Yeah, and she yelled at him. She was literally like, "Don't talk to her like that."
And which I loved. I want you and Kristen to like team up for like a Heartbreakers movie. Did you ever see?
I love that movie.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I love that movie.
So I was talking to someone, it was online on Twitter, and I was like, "I bet that's Sheena's favorite movie, Heartbreakers." I don't know why. I have no... Oh, we were talking about her tattoo.
Uh-huh.
And somebody tweeted me and they were like, "Do you think Sheena's seen Almost Famous?"
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And I said, "Yeah, but I bet you..."
Her cat's name is Penny Lane.
Oh my God, is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She has Salem.
I
like Sabrina Salem. And her cat is named Penny Lane.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I said I thought she probably like owned the Almost Famous DVD, but like her favorite movie is Heartbreakers. But so I digress. I want you and Kristen to team up for like a, like you guys in that movie and just like, I don't know, fight men. This could be a scripted thing.
Yes, this could be.
I don't know. I haven't really like worked out the details.
Yeah, let me know when you do.
Yeah. Where was I going with that? I lost.
We'll start like
that.
We'll do a Kickstarter. Oh,
yeah. So like, I don't think we've seen that progression of you and Kristen, and that would have been great to see.
Right. And I thought it was to me. I'm obviously not a producer of the show. Mm-hmm. I don't make these choices, but I thought that was an interesting thing that they didn't want. I don't know. Yeah. I just thought
it was, I mean, there's just so
weird
much
choice
going on.
For me. Yeah,
so much going on.
But I always thought like, okay, so last season, what didn't have as much going on as this season, right? So I kind of thought like, I don't know, especially in that moment, the World Dog Day moment, I think that was when like people were yelling at Jax for something and I don't even remember what.
Yeah. I know, I can't think of it right now.
Yeah, and I just kind of thought like, Okay.
It would have fit in well.
Yeah.
Do you and Tom, I'm switching again. Do you and Tom ever go on double dates with Katie and Tom?
Mm-hmm. We've gone on trips with Katie and Tom. And
yeah. So you get along well with Katie. Because we saw in the previews, it's like Tom saying, you're Tom.
Yeah. So Katie and I have obviously had like some ups and downs and some things we don't agree on and things like that. But, and I'm kind of, and I think that we always have a really great time when we are together. And then there'll be things that we clash on. And then there are times when she's lashed out at people. So it's kind of just like this thing where, you know, I think I'm just a cautious person. So it's hard for me to sometimes like dive right all the way back into something knowing that I had a disagreement with someone.
Yeah.
But I love her and I think she's great. We just sometimes don't see eye to eye. Click. For sure. Yeah.
What happened? Her scar when she said she fell, do you know, like, how did she fall?
She was like drinking wine and playing board games with some friends, I guess. And they were on a roof. And I think her and someone else like went to like lean or sit down and they fell. The skylight, it broke and they fell like 25 feet.
That broke my heart.
That
whole thing.
And I also thought that was an interesting thing that they didn't talk about until six. I mean, she talks about it. She celebrates the day that she, she has a tattoo of it. It's like weird to me that six seasons in,
we're just learning about it.
Yeah. Cause I just kind of thought,
but you know, it also kind of felt like the perfect time to learn about it because, you know, your relationship or as a viewer, like we like people and then we don't like people. And then it's like, oh, we come back around when we hear something like that. So like, I mean, at least for me, I'm like, oh, I like Katie. That's awful. I want to ask about the cocktail book. You guys were going to do a cocktail book. What's going on with that? Are you doing a cocktail book?
Yes, we are. This whole Tom thing has taken up a lot of Tom's time. And especially once we start filming, this is the thing about filming is that we were working on this book and I was working on it. And then when Tom became involved, we kind of had to really restructure and rework things. So it was, you know, kind of had to almost like start over in a way. Like recipes, that's the easy part. Yeah. Honestly, the drink recipes is the easy part. The hard part is writing a proposal. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just finished. So we had a writer we were working with. She's not working with us anymore. So now I'm doing all of her
work. If you need
work.
One, that's what I do. That's my
Oh my God.
Part. That's what I do.
And
I'm working on a cookbook right now. With
oh my God.
Chef. Yeah.
Yeah, I need you.
So, yeah, if you need me. And I could do the proposal.
I send it to you and you look at it and tell me like what I need to.
Yeah.
Because I literally did it myself. So.
Yeah. It's a pain. People don't understand like the proposal part is really. Now I'm getting into technical stuff. But I have my own first book going out. To publishers right now. Mm-hmm. And so I just sent the proposal to my agent and it's like writing a whole fucking book.
Right.
50 pages.
Yeah.
About what the book is going to be.
Exactly. And that is the hardest part, I think, because like we can sit here and that's the other struggle is, you know, finding a time to sit down with me and with Tom and, we're working with, we brought in, a friend of his who's a insane mixologist just to kind of like consult because we figured why not. I mean, he's going to be able to take what we have and add his two cents and, you know, we inspire each other. So then it becomes the three of us sitting around and then Tom and Chris will sit there and start talking about what if we did a drink like this and what if we did a drink like this, and I'm sitting on the laptop like,
it's
guys,
so overwhelming. Yeah,
guys, we can't just sit here and talk about all the drinks we love, like we have to. It's so hard.
Yeah.
And there are people who are like, wow, you talked about this book. Why isn't it out yet? And I'm like, you don't understand. It's not.
Yeah. No, it's a big pain in the ass. And there's such a process too. It's like, you have the proposal, but that doesn't mean it's at a publisher yet. You know,
no.
And that goes out.
Then you have to shop that. And then with a book like this, it's like, well, do you want to do sponsors? And do you want to, you know, because it's alcohol, so maybe you want to do some. It's, oh my God, it's a mess.
If you guys need help with that, let me know. I set up Billy Lee with my lit agent.
Nice.
Because I was like, she needs a book.
She does need a book.
Like, it'd be so good. How do you like Billy Lee?
I'm obsessed with her. She honestly is the light of my life. She was over at my house last night, and I just love her so much.
She was here last week, and I'm not kidding you. Like, I was just losing my train of thought in her eyes. And I always feel like people are like, thinking that I'm kissing everyone's ass when I'm talking to them. And it's like, yeah, I am a little bit, but like, but I really was just completely getting lost in her eyes. Yeah. And her eyes were stunning.
Yeah. She's gorgeous.
I digress. Okay. So what's going on with Tom Tom? When will that open?
I don't know for sure, but I think that they're thinking May.
Yeah.
Will be when they can open.
Will you be involved in Tom Tom more than just like moral support?
I don't think I will be, just because I think that like working for my boyfriend is dangerous territory. But I told him that I want my name on a stool. Like I want, yes. I want there to be a stool at the bar that has my name like right here. And then
somebody, can I have a stool too?
I thought for a second, I was like, you know how you get like a brick in the walkway at like the zoo?
Yes.
It's like, that'll be like that with Tom Tom. We'll all just have like little things.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
So maybe May-ish?
Yeah, maybe May-ish. And then I'll be kicking people out of my stool and they'll be like, well, your name's not on it. And I'll be like, well, yeah, it is.
would you ever do a spinoff show? Either about Tom Toms or just in general?
I think a spinoff show about Tom Tom would be an awesome idea.
Yeah, it'd be so good.
I think that would be great, because then it would be like, you know, Lisa and Ken would still be involved, but then you'd have Tom and Tom almost as like the seniors. And then you'd have all these like fresh, you know, like fresh faces, freshmen, kids, whatever you want to call it, like new to LA and like being servers.
I'd watch it.
It's kind of like Vanderpump Rules.
Wait, is it a restaurant too?
They're going to have food there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. There should be a spinoff.
I think so.
I always wondered why there wasn't a...
And then I can be the Ken to Tom's Lisa.
Yes. What's Ken like in real life besides old?
Sometimes he's like so... like. He's so sweet and he's like really funny and he like make comments that are hilarious. But like there was a time when I was working at Villa Blanca when I don't think he liked me, because there was something, he asked me to do something and I was like, oh, I already did it. And then I think he like thought I was being sassy. And then so there was a while there. I don't think Ken was a big fan of mine.
I always wonder why they didn't do another spinoff either about Vanderpump Dogs or about Pump.
Pump. Yeah.
But I guess it's all under the umbrella. Like, you guys are at Pump a lot. Do you go to these places a lot on your own when you're not working?
Sometimes. But usually it's because it's, like, someone's birthday and they want to go there or whatever. Because it's weird for me to go somewhere I work on my day off.
When you guys are filming, is it really... Or when you're not filming and you're just working there or you're there for an event or whatever it is it weird that people are, like, kind of going there? That's such a tourist destination and people want to go there. Because, like, I have friends who love Bravo and stuff. You know, everyone always is like, let's go to Sur, let's go to Pump, in the hopes of, like, seeing one of you guys.
Right. I don't think anyone goes there anymore just to, like, get a drink.
Yeah.
Or to eat the goat cheese balls. Like, I think most people are there now because of what you're saying. They want to see somebody.
Yeah, spot someone.
Yeah. I mean, it's when you're working...
So when you go, it's like, you know, people are going to be like, let's take selfies.
I honestly, I, like, have to kind of, like... put my makeup on.
That like
I can't
give me anxiety. Like,
yeah, it does. Yeah. Like I have to kind of like make sure I got to like hype myself up before I go in there. Cause I know I'm going to have to like, and I got to do my makeup. Whereas before I would bartend in like pretty minimal makeup. No one's taking my picture.
Yeah.
I mean, my hair may be like a mess, but now it's like every time I go in there, it's makeup, hair. I want to make sure that I don't look a fool.
You were coming over today and I have foundation on because I was like, oh my God, we might take a photo. So I couldn't even imagine what it would be like.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. We get to meet a lot of really nice people, but I think that, you know, it's hard. It's harder to like just work, you know? Yeah.
I want to talk about some of the storylines real quick. The Faith storyline with Brittany. What was on that voice recording? And can you explain the old lady? Because like that's what I'm most interested in, is this threesome that they had and the old lady that was there. And why didn't we hear the recording?
I think there's a legal issue with playing that on television because I think that...
Because of the old lady?
Because
she didn't give permission. That's my theory. It's like she didn't sign a waiver.
I think Jax said no.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or they weren't talking to Faith. Production wasn't talking to Faith anymore. So I don't know. But I think somebody... And it's a two-party consent state, I think. So I think that both people have to be like, yes. And I honestly don't know if either one of them was down.
So what was the record? Was it that recording? I was a little unclear. Like, was that from the night they hooked up? Or was that like a later conversation that they had?
It was after they hooked up. So basically what you hear is
You are you going to play it for us right now?
No, I wish I had it.
Oh my God. Oh my God, this is going to be exclusive. We're going to hear the recording.
Yeah, so basically it's almost like you hear her touch it and then put it down and then start asking him questions.
Oh, so she like did that on purpose.
That's what I think.
When Brittany played it at the party, did she play it like on speakerphone or was that connected
she
to
like... She Bluetoothed it to her yes! fucking speaker.
Oh my God. My producer Whitney was like, you have to ask how they played it.
She Bluetoothed it to like a jam box.
Oh my God. Yes. So the whole party heard it.
Yeah. But everyone was kind of yelling and confused. So I don't know if anyone really like heard it, yeah. But yeah.
That was the best moment. So was Faith just trying to get on camera or like?
I think it's complicated because I think that. Because
also, by the way, I saw her do like an Entertainment Tonight or some interview and I was like, why is she doing Entertainment Tonight?
She did a lot of any press that she could possibly do, she did.
Yeah, we'll have to have her on this show.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know if
I'd go there, but maybe I would.
I think that there's definitely a little bit of that to it because it just seems a little, it seems extra shady in that, you know, she was hooking up with Max, and then there was a while, for a while there, she would talk about how she had a crush on Lala, and I don't know if she did or didn't, I just know that it was, like, a thing that she was talking about, and then all of a sudden, it was kind of, like, not anymore.
Yeah.
And then, this whole thing with Jax, like, I'm sure Jax definitely probably told her that him and Brittany were breaking up. Yeah. Jax definitely probably said all the things that she said that he said to her. But she still knew, I don't know, going into it exactly.
She knew what she was doing.
I think she knew. I think she knew what she was doing.
If she recorded it right after, it's like, you know.
The recording to me is super suspect because it literally is like, tap, tap, put the phone down, ask questions, which to me seems like calculated. She has been telling people that me and Sheena knew about all this stuff and we didn't say anything. And then she's saying like, oh, well, Lala was mad because Lala wanted to tell the story. And I'm like, girl, she told me that her and Brittany were going to have a threesome. Like that's Faith was like,
Faith told you that.
Yeah. Faith was like, I think we're going to have a threesome. And I was like, all right, good for them. Yeah. Like, whatever. I'm not going to put Brittany on blast like that.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, so I heard.
What's going on with your threesome?
Yeah. So I was like, all right, well, good luck to you. Have your threesome.
So they replaced Brittany with that old lady. That's basically what happened. Brittany wasn't available, so they got that old woman. I need to know her story. I would book her on this show for sure.
The old lady, yeah.
I would for sure have her on.
Yeah.
If I can find her contact, if anyone knows her contact.
Yeah.
Because I want to know all about her story. Okay, so do you think are Jax and Brittany still together?
Mm-hmm.
Has Jax, or do you think would Jax cheat again, or has he learned his lesson? In your opinion,
I think that's the thing with Jax is that you always think he's learned his lesson and then he'll find a way to sabotage it. So at the moment, I think he learned his lesson, but that being said, it's Jax. And so I can't really put a whole lot of weight on that.
While we're here, there was a thing that came out today or recently about an STD clause in the contracts.
I saw that and I have no idea about that.
Yeah. Interesting.
Because I signed my contract a lot, like, years ago, and every year I just get, like, an addendum with new, like, just, like, a little tiny changes. And I remember my lawyer, like, thoroughly going over that contract, and I don't remember ever seeing anything about an STD clause.
It might have just been completely made up. What about...
Or maybe it's, like, a new thing? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Icons. If you're anything like me, you love to spend a TV commercial breaks browsing real estate listings. Now, I love watching my favorite shows and also looking up homes, especially the ones that I know that I can't afford. And my favorite app to use is Redfin. When Matt and I were looking for a home, we used the Redfin app to search for homes in the area. And within our budget, the Redfin app made it super easy. Now, Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. easier. Plus, if you see something you like, you can book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So Redfin made it so easy to filter out the homes that didn't meet or have the necessities I wanted. I still use it to search for homes close by and in the cities my favorite reality TV stars live. Download the Redfin app to get started. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus, iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow-knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes us savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/iconic.
What about in terms of products you guys do have? Like, does the show get a portion of that? Like, if you were to come out with a cocktail book.
Right.
Does the show or Lisa, do they get portions of that stuff?
I think there's something in there about that, but yeah. I haven't gotten any sort of, like, I feel like I haven't, that hasn't come
gotten
up
far. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if that's something that's really like a thing.
Like, cause on Shark, I don't know. I'm always thinking about Shark Tank and I heard that yes, even if Shark you don't Tank. Get a, I know this is neither here nor there, but even if you don't get a deal on Shark Tank, I heard that Mark Burnett owns like 5% of your company.
Oh, wow.
So like, even if you don't get a deal, they still get a portion of it.
I think that's fucked up.
It's totally fucked up. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, but they need to not do that.
I always wondered about your guys's contract because it seemed like, I don't know, I just wondered because it's like about the restaurant industry and stuff, like
right.
like with TomTom, I'm like
right,
how does that work with a spinoff? Because it's
yeah,
I don't know,
I honestly don't know how it works either, so if you find out you can let me know.
Switching gears, I want to bring up something that happened earlier this season, and I know this might be a little bit difficult for you to talk about. This is like mm-hmm. a really you know, I know this is, it's tough for me to even bring up. But what is it like hearing Tom play the trumpet? What? Tell me about
you
his.
You had me going. You really had me going there.
Tell me about his trumpet playing. Like,
okay,
I love that scene. It was so great. Yes. He also, by the way, I've said this with, when Billy Lee was here, like, I love Tom and I want to like, I think he's so handsome and gorgeous and beautiful, mm-hmm. but I want to like cuddle with both Toms.
Yes.
They both just seem so nice and sweet.
Yes. They are.
You're Tom more than the other Tom.
You know what's funny is there have been times where I'm not cuddling with both of the Toms, obviously, because yeah. only one of the Toms is my boyfriend. But I've been cuddling with my Tom, and the other Tom was sleeping at the foot of the bed.
Oh.
So it was like my dog.
That's lovely. Yeah.
That's lovely. That has happened.
Is he playing the trumpet all the time?
He honestly does not play the trumpet often. He was told the day of that
That's
scene.
That's what Billy told me. He said yeah. he was like a bamboozled.
He was bamboozled. Yeah. And honestly, he's pretty good. He's good
yeah.
at it.
Yeah.
He played in marching band and stuff in high school.
It was so adorable seeing him with that trumpet. My heart just melted. I loved it.
I thought it was such a troll move, too, the way they swapped out the music he was playing, too.
Oh, my God. Did they?
Yeah.
I don't think I noticed that part.
Yeah, they, like, swapped it out, so it was like he was playing trumpet over, like, some random, like, you know, cleared music.
House track or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love that song. James and Lala have a good song. What do you make of James' sexuality as a storyline?
I mean, I think his sexuality to me is neither here nor there. Yeah. I think for me, the issue is like, are you being unfaithful to your girlfriend? But, you know,
if... Do you think he is?
Being unfaithful?
With a man.
With Logan?
Or
any man.
Yeah.
I honestly, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like I always try to, like, whatever people say, I'd, like, try to believe them until I, like, have proof of otherwise. So James says no, and so I choose to believe that because I don't want to, I would hate to, like, push, I don't know. Yeah. I think it's, like, kind of a weird thing. And I thought it was weird, too, that, like, people were making fun of the possibility.
It was weird. And it was,
on the Pride episode?
I also think it was would have been a hard line as, like, a producer or editor on the show. It's, like, a hard line to...
It is. To, like, dance around. Yeah.
Because it's, like, you don't want to offend the whole audience. A lot of the audience is gay. And,
of course.
And you guys are all LGBT friendly. And it's, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a hard thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I think it's, you know, a shitty thing to do is to have cheat on your girlfriend. So I think that that's, like, the, kind of the more the focus. But if you've noticed, there hasn't been any Logan in the last couple of episodes.
Yeah, so do you think they backed off? They backed off.
They didn't, but him and Logan were, like, not okay for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see more, now that we're talking about LGBT stuff, I want to see more of Billie Lee, and I know we're going to see her dating and stuff, but I love that there's a trans character on one of the, not I say character, but person, on one of these shows, because we don't see it on, I always, Bravo, we think of it as like a gay-friendly network, but there's not a lot of LGBT on these shows.
There's not. No. It's kind of interesting how that works.
Yeah, I
wish
there
was more.
Because I feel
like there would be more. I would think on our show there would be more, because...
You guys are right in the heart of West Hollywood.
In the heart of West Hollywood. And there's a lot of LGBT, you know, people in our lives. So I think it's kind of weird that that hasn't become more of a focus, I think. And it's not by any fault of the cast, because the cast just
lives. Yeah, you
lives.
Guys don't make
just,
the decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always love the Pride episodes, though. They're, it's good to see. So let's talk about Stassi. Do you not like Stassi? What? How do we feel about Stassi?
She's cool. I mean, we're cool.
You guys are cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that there's something... The best way I know how to put it is that I think that we are fundamentally
different.
Very different people in certain ways. And then there are other, like, fun things that we have in common.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we focus on those things, I think, obviously, we'll always have a good time. But if we were to develop any sort of, like... friendship, like real friendship, I think that those bigger issues would really have to be worked through in order to get there.
I told you this when we met. I think Stassi to me feels the most inessential to the show right now. And I'm not saying that I want her gone or anything. It's just an observation. She either kind of needs to get more in the mix maybe, or maybe it's because I feel like her storylines are sort of not real. I don't know. I digress. Okay, so I know I'm keeping you here forever, but what,
no, it's okay. I'm chilling.
I want to talk a little about pop culture stuff. You're a huge Olympics fan right now, right?
Yes, huge Olympics fan.
Yeah. So what? Well, first, I ask everyone this: what's their favorite Mariah Carey song? What's your favorite Mariah? I'm like a Mariah stan.
Dream lover.
Mm-hmm. And you're a Britney stan.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So what do you love about Britney?
What do I not love about Britney?
What's your favorite Britney song?
Oh my gosh, that's like asking me to pick my favorite child.
Like,
but
maybe like a top three or whatever.
Top three, okay.
Or a few that you know are like, oh, I love those. I'll go first.
We were actually... Okay, you go.
I'll go first.
Okay.
So probably Toxic would be up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm obsessed with Just Love Me from her last album.
By Gloria on iTunes.
By Gloria on iTunes. Seriously,
Justice for Glory.
Justice for Glory. It's disgusting to me that album wasn't humongous.
Yes.
And I don't understand... I'm going to get into the state of the music industry right now. Like, I don't understand. These pop girls are giving us so much. Like, you love Dua Lipa, too.
Love Dua Lipa. Yeah, giving so much.
Britney gave us the best fucking pop album last year. And it's like, no one's... Why are the charts filled with these basic men? Like,
right.
I don't
why am I hearing Justin Timberlake on the radio
it's
right now?
It's disgusting. I don't need...
No one likes it.
No one needs to see Ed Sheeran. No one needs to see Justin Timberwolf.
I've heard that song perfect on the radio three times today.
I do sort of like that song, but I digress.
You'll hear it at every wedding
like
ever
it.
For the rest of your life.
I just want the girls to like they're giving us a lot of pop. And Dua Lipa's sort of catching on. I hear her on the radio a lot now.
Yeah.
Which, but why has it taken a fucking year?
Well, New Rules is not her first single.
No.
So it's like, Be the One is my favorite Dua Lipa song. And Be the One got totally fucking passed over by everybody. And so now I'm like, can we re-release Be the One? Yeah, because it's my favorite.
It'd be like Britney when she did Radar twice.
She was like, I'm going to put this on this album too because I just like it.
But Glory was so good. And the fact that Justin Timberlake got almost 300,000 sales, which was still really low for him and his whatever. But Britney's did not sell that well in its first week is disgusting. And I find it homophobic. And I find it anti the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. I find it very offensive.
I'm mad that okay, so I've seen Piece of Me twice.
The Vegas show.
And I am angry that there is two songs from Glory in that show.
Wait.
I want her to literally do the entire album.
She should. I support that.
Okay, so top three.
Yeah.
Till the World Ends.
Oh, so good. The regular version or the Nicki Minaj remix?
I have both.
Yeah.
So I like both. Yeah. Nicki Minaj and that's Kesha. I fucking love it.
Would you ever do a single? You should do a single like Sheena. Good as Gold.
I was a musical theater person, and it's funny because Lala's always like, you're the one person on this show that should be singing and you don't do it.
Why don't you do it?
Because I don't know how to write music. All I know how to do is sing other people's music because that's what I grew up doing.
Can't James write you something?
We've talked about it.
You need to do it.
I think we might.
So,
I'll do a ballad.
Please do.
A Bravo ballad.
Did you ever see Danielle Staub's like lesbian ballad?
No.
Do you know who Danielle Staub is?
I know who that is.
Do you watch all these other shows?
No. But I know who a lot of them are, obviously. Yeah. But I don't watch the show. So I don't ever know like what's going on.
She's from Jersey, and this was 100 years ago, but she did a lesbian, she teamed up with this like lesbian DJ who she was dating for a minute, I think, right? My producer's not even paying any attention. did Danielle anyway did this ballad. It was called Too Close, and she performed it, and it was like this dramatic slow ballad. But your ballad would be great. We could get Tom on the trumpet.
I
would love it.
Okay, wait, so Till the World Ends. Mm-hmm. No Se Ya Cortez.
Oh,
I fucking love that song so much.
Yes. Interesting.
Unusual You.
You are, see, I just want everyone to know, like, this is a Britney stan. Like, these aren't singles.
Mannequin.
Mannequin's so good.
I love Mannequin.
What's your favorite album? Blackout or Glory or what?
Britney? I actually really loved the Femme Fatale album.
Yeah.
I thought it was really great. Obviously, the tour was not as great. I love the Femme Fatale album. Blackout, obviously, but I really love Glory. I think Glory might be the most, like, well-rounded.
Cohesive.
Yeah.
Just Love Me is my favorite. Did I say that already?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I love it. And I love Invitation as, like, an album opener.
It's a beautiful
And I listen to it when I'm, like, hiking or running, and I feel so sexy. That whole album, I'm like, oh, I look good.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm wearing a posture pedic. A posture thing and wearing cover-up, but... So who else do you like? What in terms of musicians?
Okay, so Dua Lipa, Britney.
Who you just saw on tour, right? How was her tour?
Oh my god, so good. I saw her at, we literally went to Life is Beautiful, the music festival, because we wanted to see Dua Lipa.
She's beautiful, too. Like, stunning. Beautiful. Yeah.
And she really inspires me to love and accept my body, because she, like, has... these, like, cute little boobies, and she just, like, doesn't wear a bra and doesn't give a fuck. And I'm like, I need to, like, take notes from her.
Yeah. She also has a really hot dad.
Instagram. Yeah.
Like, if you Google Dua Lipa's dad, he's, like, a hot man.
I heard this, like, a thing. Dua Lipa's hot dad is, like, a thing.
There's websites for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Oh, and what about TV? So you don't really watch these Bravo shows that much.
Mm-mm.
What do you watch?
I watch... Drag Race. Mm. I love Drag Race. And then I watch, like, as far as reality shows go, I watch that. And then I watch, like, a lot of stuff on Netflix.
Yeah.
My favorite show on Netflix right now is Dark. It's, like, a German
show.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Well, obviously, it's good if you like it. I was obsessed.
Yeah. I haven't watched that yet, but I'm watching this show called Everybody Sucks on Netflix. It's like a new 90s show.
Okay, I need to watch it because yeah. Jesse, my friend Jesse, literally yesterday was like, I just binge watched the whole thing. You have to watch it. You'll yeah. love it.
It started off the first few episodes. I was like, oh, I don't know about this. It felt weird. Mm. Like tonally, it's a little, because it's kind of sitcom-y, kind of dramatic coming of age. Mm. But by episode like 7 or something, all of a sudden you're like, holy shit, this is amazing.
Yeah.
But it takes a little while. Not that it's bad before then. It's just like, once you realize like what it is.
You have to adjust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's good. Okay, so I want to name some... Oh, wait, what about movies? I didn't even ask you that. What's your favorite movie?
Ooh.
Go. Go. Now.
That's really hard. I love too many movies.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll stop you. Mine is You've Got Mail. I just need
not Heartbreakers.
That. I love Heartbreakers. No, I need you and Kristen to remake that.
Mm-hmm.
I do love Heartbreakers, and Jennifer Love Hewitt. I just did a deep dive on her because I used to be obsessed with her. Mm-hmm. I used to think I was straight because I was like into Jennifer Love Hewitt, and then I realized like I just wanted to be friends with her. But I just realized she does like an Instagram show now. And the other day I was like watching all of her.
She does an Instagram show.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Look, I don't know. I'm not
Jennifer,
sure.
Jennifer, what are you doing?
I think the ghosts whispered to her and they were like, start an Instagram show. And I tuned into every episode the other day.
So oh my God.
It was like a half an hour of my life that I was watching Jennifer Love Hewitt talk with her friend over wine.
I think Heartbreakers is like her best, like that's her vibe. She should be like this kind of like
sexy
thing. I think the drama stuff just for me doesn't work with her. But
she did that sexy comedy where she gave guys handjobs on Lifetime. Did you ever? It was called The Client List.
Yeah, Laura Lee was on that show.
Oh my God! Oh my God! This is, you guys, this is all full circle. Laura Lee was on The Client List. She was one of the massage therapists.
Yes.
What happened to Laura Lee? What's she doing now?
I heard she works at Saddle Ranch, but I don't know if that's
She's
true.
She's actually giving guys hand jobs in real life now.
Okay. I heard somebody said that they were there and they saw her working, and I was like, I haven't seen it with my own eyes, so.
We need to get Laura Lee back on Vanderpump for an episode.
I think like there was a time there where Sheena was like, gonna work on that.
Did she get too big for her britches when she got that Jennifer Aniston movie?
I think she realized that it was just like for her mental well-being, it was just like a really bad environment for her, and she just needed to get the hell out of there.
Oh my God, I totally forgot that she was on that Jennifer Love Hewitt show, which started as a movie where it was her actually escorting. Jennifer Love Hewitt was escorting. Mm. And then the TV version of it, because the movie was so successful, they did a TV version. So then the TV version, she was working at a massage parlor giving HJs to men. And it was just so weird. It was like, why can't she still be an escort? Like,
yeah.
Is it now it's better that she just is a massage therapist? I don't know.
I mean, if you're going to go all the way.
So I want to ask you about some people, some Bravo people that you've either worked with on the show or whatever, okay. And just say your favorite thing about them or the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
If you have something shady about them, great.
Okay.
So Lala.
I love her. I love her, love her.
She's doing like a Me Too movement right now on the show. She's like giving us so many things. She is doing the most. And I love it.
She is doing the most. But yeah. I like extra Lala.
Yeah. They're so fun. Like whenever she has a speech about like women band, she had that one about women banding together. And I was like, yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, yeah. And sometimes I'm like, okay. Like,
yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I couldn't imagine.
But I love it either way.
Watching it is probably more fun.
Yeah.
James.
A lot. There's a lot there.
How
a lot
old
to
is
unpack.
James?
25.
Okay.
He'll be young. 26 this year, so if he's not 26 already.
Raquel.
She is a secret genius.
Really?
Yes.
So she's really smart and kind and sweet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because for a minute, I think because of the cocaine pasta thing, like I think people maybe started to think that she was a little bit more of a wild child, and maybe because she's with James, but she is probably the anti-James, right?
She basically is the anti-James. And what I thought was so great is like in the episode last night, James is like on one and she's talking to him and he says, well, Lala said really hurtful things about you. And she was like, oh, like what?
She's real chill.
What? Like what? You know, like, and then he's like, you were a skinny op bitch. And she was like, I'm not offended by that.
Yeah.
And I just love how she's able to kind of wade through
The bullshit.
The bullshit.
Yeah.
And a lot of what James throws out, especially when he's drinking, and she's able to kind of, like, see through it.
Opposites attract. Are you and Tom opposites, or are you guys more similar?
I think we're both. I think in some ways we are total opposites. And then in other ways I think we're really similar.
Okay, kind of weird. What about Pandora?
Pandora works her ass off, and I love that girl.
Does she still have that blog? Weren't people working on her blog or something?
I think she's still running it, but I think it's under a different name. Like, I feel like... I'm looking... Look at it. I feel like I
remember... I was happy when they stopped giving us so much Pandora. I was okay with that.
I think that with Pandora, it's...
A little goes a long way.
Yeah. Well, because... It's hard
We're looking up her blog right now.
I'm trying to...
What was it called? Like, Pandy's Corner or something?
It used to be called... It's called Very Vanderpump now.
It should have been called Pandora's Box. I just thought of that now.
Pandora's That's, Box that would have been stellar. There's also... Oh, whoa. I'll bring that up
later. What about Jax? What's your take on Jax? If I just throw that name at you.
Simultaneously love him and hate him at the same time.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. I bounce back and forth between loving him and hating him.
I'm feeling bad for Jax this season, even though I shouldn't, because he's sort of a monster for cheating on or making it.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I have also felt that. I've also felt bad for him. Realize, and then I'm like, no, but I shouldn't.
Yeah.
But then I do. And then, you know, he's been going through, like, some really hard, real shit the last few months. And so it's just, it's hard.
Yeah. They're making it seem like he's hooking up with that Reiki coach.
Who's married with children.
So that's not a thing.
No. Yeah. I thought that was such a weird, like, move.
What about Schwartz? Schwartz cheated on Kate, or made out with that girl.
Yeah.
Do you think that was a one-time thing? That was just a drunk kind of thing, right?
I mean, he's admitted to doing it before, so yeah. I don't think that it's... I mean, I don't know if... I don't have, like... You know, I'm not going to... I don't have receipts or anything like that. I just think
I wish
that
you did, just all of a sudden pull out, like, pictures or something.
Listen, I hear things sometimes, and I don't always believe... You can always believe what you hear. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that... It is in his wheelhouse because he's done it before. So I don't know that it is a one-time thing or not. I just know that, like, he admitted to it before they got married, he said he did. So, you know, I'd like to think that it's a one-time thing, but who knows?
Well, at a certain... I don't know.
I mean, I'm not saying... I mean, Schwartz is a great guy. I'm just, you know...
Well, you can be a great guy and an asshole, you know, or... I don't know. Yeah.
I think it's more with him. I think it's more of, like, the drinking issue, because, like,
getting so drunk
to the point where he's just, like, it can't function.
The good news is that you really can't function, so it can't go too far.
That's why. Remember, like, I think it was before they got married. That's why this whole thing about, like, did he sleep with that girl in Vegas last season?
Oh yeah.
That's why my Tom and me and a lot of the people were like, there's no way.
He was,
because we were with him that earlier that night and he was that drunk. That's why we were like, guys, there's no way that could happen.
Not have gotten a boner.
Yeah. Because that's what we were trying to say without like saying it and being like too out there about it.
I think Katie did talk about his boner on camera, but like it was a different situation. Yeah.
It's a different,
Okay, so what about, we talked a little bit about Stassi. Mm-hmm. What about Kevin Lee? She, darling.
Oh my God, he's a mess.
Yeah, that was messy when he came in.
It was messy. I've never spoken to him.
Yeah.
He's never spoken to me, and I've never spoken to him. I didn't realize he was even on that level with Katie where he would even say anything to her at all, let alone something like that.
Do you think when somebody comes in like that, do you guys kind of just roll your eyes and be like, oh, they're trying to get camera time or something? Or
I think there are some people who are like that, or just like trying to get on camera and stuff like that. There's definitely been a lot of that in the past, but honestly I think with our show there's just a lot of like, it's all happening and they just happen to film it, you know, and it's there.
Well, has Peter ever, does he not want a bigger role on the show, or is, I mean, I'm so intrigued by Peter because he's kind of, we get little doses of him, and I don't know, he's so cute. Is he a nice guy? Is he a cheater?
Really nice guy. Okay, he's a really nice guy. He's, you know, I never know. Sometimes he has a girlfriend, sometimes he doesn't, but he's a really nice guy. I definitely, you know, I think when you see less of a person on our show, it's like people always like them more.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he wants a bigger role or not, but I think that him not having a bigger role keeps him in everyone's good graces, because
yeah.
The more you see of a person, the more you start to be like, oh, they're not perfect. Yeah. You know?
Oh, I'm going to wrap this up, but what's going on with your brother? Is he still living with you guys?
He's still living with us because Tom and I really want to buy a house, and we're saving a lot of money living in that apartment.
Yeah.
And so I would love for us to move out and him be able to just take over.
Oh yeah. That'd be great.
And then that apartment will be around forever.
Does your brother work at Sir?
Yeah. He's worked there for probably almost 2 years now.
Would he ever have a bigger role on the show, do you think?
I don't know. They film a lot with him, and then I think that they just kind of like trim it off.
There was a rumor online that he was dating Billie Lee. Did you see that?
I did not see that.
It's not true, is it?
They're very close.
Okay.
I don't know what their status is, but they're not currently dating at this moment.
Oh, but so maybe they went on it. We're gonna see Billie dating. I wonder if did they go on a date together? Oh, silence is the answer. Is that a saying? It should be. I just opened Pandora's box. .com. Okay. All right, Ariana, thank you so much. Where can people find you online?
Oh, my Twitter is Ariana, A-R-I-A-N-A.
Yes.
2525. And then I'm on Instagram with same thing, but 3 2-5s. Instead of
2525. And what's coming up on the season? What do we have to look forward, like, big bullet points? Okay. Is Brittany pregnant?
I can't tell you that.
She's not pregnant.
I can't tell you.
Are they married?
I can't tell you anything. No, they're not married.
Because I saw a ring.
Yeah, they're not.
Is Lala married?
I don't think so.
I saw a ring on her finger recently.
No, Lala's not. No one's married, except for the people who you know are married.
Has Sheena lost her smile again?
Sheena's smile is gone and somebody needs to find it.
Have you seen her show in Vegas?
I have not, but I'm going to see it before it's over.
Sex tips for gays or something.
Something.
Okay. Am I missing anything?
Bullet points. There are 3 trips this season.
There's more trips?
Yeah.
How many episodes? Where are we at right now?
This was episode 11, and the first trip is Big Bear. So that's
holy fuck. We still have a lot of episodes left.
We have a lot of episodes left. There's 3 trips this season. There's Jax's birthday, Tom's birthday.
Do we have any more scenes with you and Kristen teaming up to scam on men?
there was a scene that we filmed that was actually really funny, and I hope that they keep it in because I thought it was great. And if they don't keep it in, then I'll tell you what it was.
I need more Kristen because I'm worried that she's going to, I told you this, I'm worried she's going to get kicked off. And I love her. I love crazy Kristen. I know she's not around right now, but we're getting little doses. Will we see her again? Will we see crazy Kristen later?
No one comes out of this season unscathed.
Okay, good.
And so far, Kristen has pretty much remained a little bit out of the thick of things, that will not last forever.
Is Carter nice?
Yes. Carter's great.
Okay. Any other big things?
Well, I can't tell you too much because obviously then everybody will know everything that happens.
How's Lisa in real life?
She's one of the most beautiful people I've ever seen in person.
Okay. That's where we're going to wrap it up. Yeah. Ariana, thank you so much.
I love you for doing this. I appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, and everyone, rate and review this on iTunes if you like it. Only if you like it, not if you don't like it.
If you don't like it, shut the fuck up.
I know. I always have to tell people. I'm like, I suffer from mental illness. I can't handle it. Follow me on social media, though. At Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. And on Facebook, I'm facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. And I need people to follow me because I just started that page. Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Hey guys, that's the show this week. Thank you for listening. I love you, and Tyler will be back hopefully next week with an Olympics update. We didn't get to that today. This interview was so long, but I mean, it's what it needed to be. How could I stop it? Ariana was just so fun to talk to, so thank you. Love you. Bye.